Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, Give Thanks for Deliverance, and it is based on Psalms 107, 1 through 9, and 39 through 43. To repeat what was said last week, the book of Psalms is filled with passages that encourage and tell the readers, praise God. One of the reasons for all this praise is the natural result from the descriptions, attributes, and character of God the Psalms give to God. This Sunday's study text emphasizes the saving and deliverance power attribute of God's character. God knows we are vulnerable and fragile creatures, frequently in need of help. From the day we arrive into the world, there are and will be times we will need help. Some of that help comes from other human beings, but there are times when other human beings can't provide the help and assistance we need in certain situations and circumstances. This is where and when God can step in if we let Him. There are those who prefer to seek God's assistance and work through their problems and troubles on their own. But this psalm is written for those who seek God's assistance, help, and guidance with their problems and troubles. The psalm begins with the declaration that God is both good, loving, kindly, and merciful. These are some of the most desirable attributes one could have in a creator. It shows that he cares what happens to us. For those who know this and that God has delivered them from problems and troubles, should let others know by saying so. It has been said that the greatest advertisement in the world is word of mouth or the testimony of others. If others who are reluctant to acknowledge or to call on God hear the testimonies of those who God has helped, they will be more inclined to call on Him for themselves. God's mercy and loving kindness is universal because He has helped people from every corner of the world. The world is designed to bring and cause challenges and struggles in life, many of which are brought on by other people. Some of them can crush us and leave us near death or worse. The psalmist said that God steps in when people call on Him out of their distress and will rescue them by leading them in a straight way, out of harm's way, into a safe harbor or place. It places in mind the image of a lost sheep or lamb in the woods or thick forest, lost and surrounded by danger, crying for help. Then the shepherd, who knows the way out and can provide protection from the enemies, hears the cry of the sheep and leads it to safety. This is the image of the psalm is describing of God. And those who have received His blessing and kindness should let others know. Those who choose to wander without God will be met with contempt. This is a total disregard for whatever they think they have and can do on their own to deal with their troubles and problems. Because in the end, they will not prevail. Death will place them in a wilderness where there is no path that will lead them out. But God will come to the rescue of those who seek Him and call upon Him, like the shepherd and the sheep. They will rejoice, and all those who decided to go it alone will have nothing to say except the other ones were right. Those who are wise will recognize the goodness and mercy of the Lord and be a benefactor of His deliverance. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. excuse me, at our website and clicking on the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to leave them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.